this was a fun little podcast to do. We'll be moving to once a month. Me and Xander do have some theories. We're starting a new theory series on Kingdom Hearts called XJ's Theories, since we're Xander and Jimmy's Theories. Not only that, we do have a new song coming out for Kingdom Hearts, since it's the 20th anniversary for it. And then on April 10th, me and him will be speedrunning Kingdom Hearts 1 over on my Twitch, which is twitch.tv/HollyandJimmy. I hope everybody comes in, checks it out. We'll be releasing the new song then as well. So I hope everybody comes out and check us out. And when I get the information for what Cracked Nikki said at the end for the Ambridge raising funds for them, I will update this if you're interested in doing so. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. There was a lot of guests on this one, and we appreciate it. All right.
Talks that lead to fights, hiding secrets, afraid to give in to the emotion, so you learn to go with the motion, notion to continue on living. Sleep becomes non-existent as you leave through your day to day, busy trying to make everyone happy, but you end up in a crappy ass situation, having no time to yourself. But you continue on until you break, losing the will to fight. Now what? Where can one find the motivation to push forward? It's simple. It's hard to just push forward, so you grab something to help ease the pain. Hoping it does a job. Hoping it does a job. Maybe you'll sleep for eternity if you're lucky enough, but are you really lucky enough? Cause I'm not. Yeah. Cause I'm not. Cause I'm not. No, I'm not that lucky.
Yeah, it's a cold ass day, but what's a man to do? When you travel through the desert, who will ride with you? Cause in the end, all you got are your brothers at arms. When I hold my head up, I don't mean no harm. It is what it is when there ain't nothing left. I'm reaching for the stars, but I'm straining myself. I barely even know why I'm here anymore. But I'ma keep my arms stretched till I can't no more. Yeah.
Hey look, it's me again, it's Mr. Egotistical. Living a dream again like everything is mystical. I see you creeping in my mental, make my pencil dull. And I'm about to get real wild, like nah nah now. Twice the decent man that everybody thought I would be. Now I'm screaming off the roof and where the pilot should be. Like how the hell am I here and all my doggies I'm free? I should be in hell, just my doggies and me. Yeah, just my doggies and me. I should probably be.
All right, guys, how's it going? Welcome to Holly and Hideout. This is your host, Holly and Jimmy. Jimmy, whatever you want to call me. Today, we have one of the biggest ambitious podcasts up to date on this channel. I have a lot of guests, and there's going to be some more in and coming in later. Joining me is my co-host, Xander Blade. What is up, buddy?
What's up, man?
You ready for this?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Also joining us is, I'm just going to say he's another co-host from another podcast. What's up, Shane?
What's up, guys? Happy to be here. This is going to be something. We're definitely going to try out. First time I've ever been on a podcast with six people.
It's going to be more. Anyway, we got the Twin Cat Spirits, Mr. Min Mang. What is up, sir?
Yo, yo, what's going on?
And then we have the one, the only... The bird of all people, Smothery Birdie. How you doing, madam?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. All right. And then last but not least, we have the most handsomest guy in the world, Mr. Gonchanam. How's it going?
That's right. Mr. Fabulous. Hold on. Let me get that again. Wait. Yeah. Mr. Fabulous. All right. We got it.
Okay, give me 1 second.
DJ Khaled.
You special. You the one. You the best. Right, everything else that he says.
Another one.
Another one. I was thinking that. I was like, another one. Right. Another one.
Anyway, guys, sorry about that. So I got something I need to say. This is gonna be we're gonna be doing this once a month, probably live. And so me and Xander Blake is done with one of our series. We're about to start doing the Kingdom Hearts Theory series.
Oh God.
Yes. We are going to be theorizing some theories that we have questions about. So be on the lookout for that. Maybe we'll be doing that. But nonetheless, today's broadcast.
Broadcast is right. That's fine.
PBS.
We are paid for paid. Oh, I forget the whole entire opening.
You got paid?
Getting paid?
No, this is a paid advertisement. Yes, I'm sorry.
Today's podcast is on the battle of game developers. I have 22 game developers, and we're going to debate them in a bracket style. So, without further ado, I'm going to go one by one and get your opinion. And who you like, and I'm going to tell you.
I want to know why Shane's doing like Hellraiser.
You open the box.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I
don't know what Starting off, the first two is Rockstar versus Gearbox.
I got to look up who Gearbox is.
Yeah, right?
I'm like, Google.
Gearbox. Mm. All right, so Rockstar, we know Rockstar does Grand Theft Auto games, Red Dead games.
Okay, Borderlands. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Gearbox does Borderlands. Gearbox did Bulletstorm. Okay. Gearbox has actually helped out with Gears of War games.
It looks like they've also helped out with like the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and stuff like that too, it looks like.
Dang, they actually got some skin in the game. All right. That would help a little bit.
Starting with Shane. Go ahead and say Rockstar so I can move on.
Yes. I'm going to say Rockstar.
Okay. It's one for Rockstar. All right, Xander.
I'm gonna say Gearbox just because of the variety.
Gotcha.
Ah, there you go.
All right, Min-Mei.
Gosh darn it. I'll have to go Gearbox on this one.
Ooh. Yes.
And I'm only going to say it because I feel like their super most popular series just really call out to me.
Gotcha. All right. Gong.
Man, it's tough. Like, the reason I got my current PC was to play Grand Theft Auto 5, and that was like the first Rockstar game I've ever played. But looking at the amount of games Gearbox has, things like, you know, Borderlands, they had a hand in the first Halo. They had a hand in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, Risk of Rain. I think I'd have to go with Gearbox.
Okay. Birdie.
I have to go with Gearbox because I've never really been in the Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
That's
so
damn. All right. Honestly,
I'll take it into Pat's count because he is interacting with chat. Pat did say, "Screw you guys!" That Rockstar was the best one out of all.
Let's go. Hey,
but crafty right Gearbox, Tiny Tina Wonderland.
But crafty saying Gearbox. He will be a part of this later. Mm. So Rockstar has been eliminated.
The only thing I will say as far as Rockstar is concerned, Rockstar caters to people who love realism. And I feel very well. I don't think anybody else can get them in that fast.
Yeah, the ragdoll physics in Grand Theft Auto 4 is fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You should see it.
You go out that window, yeah.
It's just, you could just feel it. Like,
you can feel it in the bones. Yeah.
They have a very unique brand of games. They do have Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead, Midnight Club, Bully, Max Payne, like all those different kind of games. They're unique in their own self. The story and, I don't know. I digress.
If you're looking at it from like the story standpoint, Grand Theft Auto, like Rockstar knocks it out of the bag.
Yeah.
But I think their audience too is definitely more of the adult crowd compared to something that's more general like Gearbox has obviously done.
Right.
Like, there's not a lot of fantasy as far as Rockstar is concerned. They're pretty much anything that they've created can and probably has happened in real life at some point in time.
Yeah.
All right. We're moving on now. We're moving on to Square Enix versus WB Games.
Oh man, yo, I'm conflicted.
Washington?
Are you conflicted, bro?
I know how I'm voting.
That one Batman game. I was
like, that one Batman game.
That one Batman game. Batman Arkham Origins.
All right, starting with Mr. Shane. How you doing,
the sir? WB.
Okay.
The WB the is way better than Square.
Boy, how?
I don't have to have a reason.
No, okay. You salty. You use Rockstar lost. All right, I see what you're doing. You contrarian little slut.
Look, I'm not going to be that guy today. I'm not going to be that guy today. My vote is Square Enix.
I'll be that guy. I'll be that guy.
Square Enix is my vote.
All right, Xander.
You already know what's up. Square. You already know where I'm with.
I ain't going to say Square. All right, man.
Man, we all know WB Washington 10. Easy money.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat.
Fuck yeah.
But all jokes aside.
Thank you. I was like, yeah, I guess we got to have a contrarian somewhere. Let's...
So,
are you going that's three for Square.
That was Square.
Square? Okay. Gong.
You know, I'm going to go WB.
Okay.
Not saying that Square puts out bad shit, but I would say, like, the transition from playstyles and from like Final Fantasies, you know, 1 through 10 and then like 11 and 12, it just changed so much. Like, I didn't like the dynamic battle system.
Yeah, but, 12 specifically for me.
Yeah. I will say that WB definitely, I mean, look at the Lego games. Look at the fucking, like, honestly, Mortal Kombat's one of my favorite series. So I definitely like that one. But again, WB has a lot more money to put into actual like new stuff. And they've got so many different things to actually go. Like, I'm waiting for that, was it the Multiverses, the new like fucking WB universe fighting game.
Gotcha.
Is that real?
Yeah.
It's real.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. You get like, was it the God Mode Shaggy versus like Gandalf and like, Jake from Adventure Time. Like, you've got all this shit that's there and it's all legit.
Oh, so it was a meme game. I got you.
It is.
Okay, so kind of like Mugen was.
But it's, yeah, it's going to be like serious, Smash Bros. So. With all like the WB property games.
Hmm. We got two members of the famous WT on the podcast. All
so right. It's like an Injustice expansion pack.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, even Injustice, like, they changed a lot for the fighting, like from Injustice 1 to Injustice 2, adding things like gear, being able to update your shit and get stronger. Like, I mean, they did a lot of stuff and they're kind of listening to the people.
Injustice has been carrying the hell out of that company. I'll say that.
You are not lying. Oh God, I promise.
Oh my God.
I'm just waiting for Injustice 3.
Injustice 1 is carrying that company.
All right. Ferdy, what is yours?
So while Final Fantasy is really, really popular, I will actually have to go with WB because it looks more child friendly. Like, I could totally let my demon spawn play some of these games.
Dude, fucking Lego games all day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, have Remy running around saying, where is he?
I fucking love playing the fucking Lego games, man. Those
that would
fun.
Be, I mean, Mortal Kombat, yes, tried and true. You give me Mortal Kombat, I'd be super excited to go back to that. But literally looking at this, like, this is from a parent standpoint of being like, yes, I can allow my kids to, like, play Lego games all day.
Well, so, fuck, Birdie, I'm going to have to get you a Mortal Kombat for the Switch so we can actually play.
Yes!
Pat so, yes, says WB for Square, me. Crafty, are you, if you're still listening, who do you want?
Yeah, Pac, they made the Lego Star Wars and stuff, yeah. That's all WB.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. There's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they're still making them. I mean, this is just easy money.
Enix all the way.
Ooh, it's a tiebreaker. Chat, who do you choose? I already got two people in chat, Pac-Man. And if not, I'm going to choose. And I'm sorry, but WB can suck my fucking dick.
Let's go.
Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts. It's just extreme bias.
Let's go. James,
I detect no bias there at all. Come on.
look, don't get me wrong. I love Injustice. I love the Injustice. I don't care for the Lego games at all. Like, that's Birdie's point.
I'm grown in this mug, bro. Right?
Like I spent more years playing Final Fantasy than I have played anything else, Star Oceans and stuff like that. I grew up with So that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm going with Square Enix. No, Pat, I said I'm going with Square Enix here. I said WB can suck.
He get mad at you. He's like,
he's like, I will come over. I'm going to drive from wherever I live down and just torque slap you.
All right. WB eliminated.
Damn, Lego's got Arkham Origins.
Lego's got a cool ass new game coming out called Builder's Journey.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, this shit looks tight.
Now, right,
this
right.
This one might be a little hard for somebody in the thing, but it's From Software versus Sega.
Oh,
what was the first one?
From Software
versus Sega.
A heart.
I know. So this might be hard for you.
I say Sega.
Oh,
what, Gratty? All right, Shane. What are you going with?
I'm gonna go with Sega.
Okay.
I feel like that's going to be my general answer. And plus, that's a heavy hitter, man. I thought Rockstar was a heavy hitter, but here I am. You know, Square and Sega both will go hand in hand with.
All you. Right, I know. Sanders gonna say Sega.
It's because I know more of it. Like, it's like From Software is just pretty much Souls game. So,
like Rockstar From is kind of like a trick pony. Yeah, all right, yeah. Man.
You know, I gotta agree. I took a second to go and look and make sure, was there any kind of turning point From Software could have had to bring me back. And they make up the large majority of my adult life, which is cool, but Sega's got them. Like, I can't lie to myself. Sega.
Says Sega. Now, yeah, I do realize that the Tenchu Muyo games, their Armored Core,
that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at some of that.
Okay, and then a lot of other other RPG games from Software has done just besides.
Yeah, I saw a documentary about it yesterday. I was surprised. I was like, damn, but still. Like, come on, who really fucks on Armored Core like that?
I don't know. Gong?
Exactly.
Sega.
Birdie.
Sega.
Pack. Sweep.
Somebody is going to be mad, bro.
No, right. I mean, Software, you got to look at it, though. Like, my first console was a Genesis, and I fucking loved the fuck out of that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, on his own.
I had a Sega Genesis. And a regular, like, Nintendo Entertainment System.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Super NES?
No, just the regular NES.
No, just the regular.
Man, I had that mode. That's when I still got.
Fantasy Star all day. I get you, Crafty. All right, moving on. Team 17 versus EA.
Hey, listen, listen.
It's this EA.
Is this EA or EA Sports?
EA over
and all counts. Yeah, EA counts as everything.
Oh,
yo, who was the first one?
Team 17. They did games like Overcooked, Golf with Your Friends.
All the most powerful, all the awesome party
Worms.
Games.
They did Ukulele.
Laid on the Dreams. Right.
Shane, who are you choosing?
EA, dude. EA's walking this whatever this other company is out of.
Dog walking that, dude. Go ahead.
Walking them down, dude. There's going to be like maybe one person votes the other way.
I doubt that. Come on, bro. EA.
All right.
I'm corporate all the way with this one. I'm Overcooked. Saw a few YouTubers play that. No, we EA.
All right, man.
Well, bang, okay. EA Games.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay. I see you brought back that Mass Effect. I see you, boy. Well, bang.
All right.
EA did the original Medal of Honor games too, didn't they?
Yeah. That's interesting.
EA's done
all right. Gong, Team 17.
I'm going to slap him.
Oh, man. Ugh. You know, EA has done a lot, like, you know, Command & Conquer series, Sims, fucking, you know, we said like all the NBA, the NFL, like all that shit, but I think I'd have to go Team 17. I feel like the party games really make it a lot more friendly to play multiplayer, where everything else is really just you're stuck doing the same thing.
Okay. Birdie.
I'm having to look, and I'm probably going to have to go with EA because I don't think I actually have played any Team 17 games.
You've never played Golf with Your Friends?
Okay, Golf with Your
Friends. It takes two? It takes two?
Is that really? Okay, so I've played two games.
That's a song.
I've bought you like six on here.
Ooh, no, actually, go.
Oh no, that I had that opposite, didn't I?
It takes two is EA, sir.
Yep. I just saw that.
I was like, the only one that I see is like Golf with Your Friends.
Golf with Your Friends, The Worms, Overcooked, stuff like that is
Heroes. Yep, and I'm looking Ruins of Tassos.
And so, yeah, unfortunately, while Golf with Your Friends is good, I would have to play more to get more of a understanding of like the whole entire company as a whole. So unfortunately it does have to be EA. Okay.
All right. Pac-Man, you said Team 17 because you said fuck EA. So
I get why you would say that. Like I understand, but bro, it's just,
he's saying it could be EA versus the Crab Game developer and they still lose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Crafty.
Get crafty.
Why did you say that?
Ouch. I'm looking. Is Worms the most popular series that Team 17 has created?
I think
Worms
it's
Overcooked.
Yeah, Worms and Overcooked. Overcooked, though, like, it's very stressful if you don't have people who listen.
Yeah. I've seen people, like, lose whole friendships and families over there.
Like Pico Park?
Yeah. What? Oh, no. Pico Park is much worse.
Okay, so...
He's probably busy with customers or something.
No, he should be off work by now.
Okay, he's probably walking home.
Dang, walk.
I don't know.
Damn.
He said, dang, walking.
Is he dead now? The judgment. The hard judgment. He's like, damn, bro, ain't you got no car? What you mean?
Okay, we're moving on.
Team 17, he says.
Okay. EA wins.
Yeah.
Begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly. I don't think anybody's really happy about this.
Yeah, until it's like EA versus Blizzard and both fucking have the microtransactions.
Oh, Lord. And everything else, too, bro. I don't even want to vote on that.
Hey, I know who went that one real quick.
I ain't trying to go to jail. All
right. We're going to have to take a quick intermission. My dog is off his chain and it's driving my mom crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
Do what you must. We'll entertain the masses.
Just know the next one is between Atlas. Which I don't think anybody knows who Atlas is.
I love Atlas, baby.
It's Atlas versus Deep Silver.
All right, Deep Silver. That's the people made of, like, what, Dead Island? Which was trash.
I haven't heard of Deep Silver.
Yeah, they made, let me see.
But there's, well, no.
Oh, I see.
They made Saints Row? Really?
What?
They made Saints Row.
Oh, hell, hold up. They made Metro. Yeah, I fuck with them.
Oh, hold on a second.
Yo, the first thing that pops up on Google, it says, is Deep Silver still around? Yeah, apparently they made the Saints Row games, and they're making the remake of Saints Row. And Dead Island.
Oh, Dead Island. Chivalry actually wasn't that bad either.
Wow, that's actually one of the first questions. Is Deep Silver still around?
Yep, that's what it says.
Atlas made all the Persona games.
Yes.
Yeah, they're only 20
years old.
Oh, Atlas also had that one for the Wii, the surgery game. That thing was fucking awesome.
Let's see. Games, Wikipedia, Homefront, Shamu 3.
Yo, this is a good one because I have no idea who any of these two developers are.
It's gonna be Atlas, bro. Like Persona 5,
Silver Bullet or something like that.
Silver, yeah, that old Stephen King movie like about the werewolf.
So a lot of Atlas games might have flown under the radar because Game Boy Color wasn't all that. A lot of games like flew under the radar during Game Boy Color's names, and that's like when Atlas shined.
Yeah, and to be fair, my opinion only holds so much merit. I am a glorified casual, so
I used to be in the streets, but he ain't about that.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm weak.
He's trying to get back in it.
My teenage years and my adulthood, I just found myself playing Madden and UFC.
Maribel, you should be able to pack
I haven't been
playing UFC for 10 years. But...
playing UFC for 10 years. Playing Fight Night for 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm losing that games at all. Oh, yeah, but let's see. I mean, like, it's going to be Atlas. I mean, just from my opinion, just because of, like, just because of fucking Persona. I want to say, did they do Shin Megami Tensei as well?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, hell yeah, that's it.
I got mad about them since I've not experienced them.
What was the other one called? Silver Haze? Silver
Purple Haze.
Silver Surfer.
Are you doing this on purpose now, Shane?
Nobody's told me what it was.
Titanium red. Deep silver, bro.
It's silver.
Crafty, come on in. This is a
knew it was dirty.
Yeah.
No, I'm not the host, Shane.
Disgusting
host.
Fuck.
This isn't really an open thing.
Our relationships.
So Jesus.
Whoever we got is gonna have to be good enough. So Crafty and should be one more person name.
X2 Edgelord. Oh, okay. This says Either Lords. I thought this game said Edgelords. I was like, yo, it's a game. Okay. Scrapland.
It's Saints Row Man Eater. Saints Row.
Yeah, for me, like Atlas, one of my favorite games playing was the Trauma Center games for fucking Wii.
Oh.
That shit was the best.
Yeah, I remember seeing a few people play those. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, Deep Silver, to me, I don't really think they really came up with much until, like, Dead Island, Keep It a Sack, which, and I hated Dead Island. I love Dying Light, though.
Hey, look, Cracky.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Lost Dead
Island. Damn, I didn't realize that there were two people waiting to get into the room.
It's like, dang, it's a lot going on. Where y'all trying to come in?
I just didn't know.
Now see, of course, you got the Dead Island trailer, which, of course, I'm pretty sure, like, captivated gamers across America. That sad-ass trailer.
Hey, bro, they have Galaxy on Fire, too.
What happened to Galaxy on Fire 1?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. I was just saying, hey, there's this thing, Emergency 2016.
Didn't Dead Island flop? And didn't it flop under the weight of, under the expectation that it was going to surpass Left 4 Dead?
It's because that trailer made everybody think it was going to be like some amazing game or something.
Yep.
And like it was okay.
Is Crafty in here?
There are.
Yes, he is.
I just added two people. So.
Ah, who's Marvarella? Oh, hi. There you are. Mike's muted. Okay.
Technical difficulties.
So, Shane,
yes.
Atlas or Deep Silver?
I'm going to go with Deep Silver because, yep.
He just likes the name.
I am slightly more familiarized with these. I mean, I'm not very familiar with either company, but I definitely know about Saints Row.
Right.
And a couple of these other games look pretty cool, I guess.
You sorry bastard.
You can't hear audio in Zoom call. You need to check your audio in Zoom then.
Tidal waves may.
Rhythm. I mean, I guess Shane really likes the Deep Silver's Let's Country Sing.
What the hell? CMT, the video game. Taylor Swift.
All right. Xander.
I believe Atlas. I fixed it.
Yep.
Like, only because of, like, I guess Persona 5 alone. I mean, come on, it's Persona 5. Like, and this is coming from somebody who was okay with it, but Persona 5. And Shin Megami Tensei.
All right.
You know, down by no fucking Saints Row shit. Fucking Grand Theft Auto is way better.
It was way better.
Hey, Saints at a time.
Okay, so Shane.
It did.
Nang.
Atlas.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Gollum. Gollum?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Sorry. I had to go take care of the dogs real quick. I'm going to go Atlas.
Bernie. Sorry, Gollum, but who let the dogs out? Who?
It was Ming.
Well, rest too.
Atlas.
Crafty.
What were the choices? I couldn't hear the audio when you said them.
Atlas or Deep Silver?
Oh, Atlas for sure, bro.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, if you don't say it, then it doesn't count.
Pac-Man says Atlas. I believe you said I was his voice earlier.
You did say, yeah. You did say that. Marella, who do you choose?
I grew up with the same strong, where it just progressively got wackier and wackier. I never got a chance to play Shin Megami Tensei or any of the Persona games, so I'm going to go Deep Silver with this one.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, but I agree. Yeah, but that was kind of how it was with Saints Row. Like, it got weirder and weirder.
It started as games and you end as gods in, like, the fourth game.
They were, like, fighting aliens inside of a virtual machine or some shit, and I was like, okay. You lost me. You never had me to begin with, but you lost me.
All right. Atlas is moving on. Next, we have Xbox Studios versus Activision.
Ooh.
Time to pull out Wikipedia.
Yes, sir.
All night long.
On it.
Xbox Studios. So for Xbox Studios, I did count Bungie. I counted Bungie in this. Lion Gate and stuff like that.
Mm.
Oh, Lion Gate. Well, that would be like Fable.
Fable,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, oh
shit.
My
right,
gosh.
Damn it, dude. Holy shit. Rap.
Title, that's, I'm gonna say who won.
Listen now. Pac-Man look up Activision shit.
Activision does all the Call of Duties.
Hold on though. Activision though was purchased by Blizzard, so wouldn't it be Blizzard instead?
I don't think it's fair to say that.
Yeah, okay. Also, it would be unfair for me saying that Microsoft's trying to purchase them right now, so what?
Yeah.
So what?
We gotta wait. Man. We gotta wait till the controversy.
Even Microsoft, or I guess Xbox Games has also purchased, like you said, like Bungie. They've purchased Mojang.
They've purchased everybody.
So I mean, that's a really tough call.
Yeah, but Microsoft.
And both of these companies, they've just like become big conglomerates of other studios. Yeah.
Dude, listen.
They don't even make anything themselves anymore.
No.
Activision. I don't know what is going on here, but it looks like they pretty much make everything that Xbox doesn't. Not really, but like they have literally every Call of Duty that is of God is on here. And
God of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
Crash Bandicoot, Spyro.
Well, see, that's because Naughty Dog like lost
Naughty Dog gave up
Crash.
On Crash. It's because they gave up on Crash.
Yeah. Shame. They should have stuck with it.
They should have.
Xbox or Activision?
I was trying to see like what Xbox had done.
Gears of War, Halo, Xbox. I guess they worked a little bit on Perfect Dark for 64.
Damn.
Fable.
Oh, damn!
They're reworking on Perfect Dark right now.
Okay. Banjo Kazooie.
I think they're coming out with another Fable too.
There's a part of me that feels a little guilty about it, but I am going to have to go with Xbox. Studios.
Why would you feel guilty about that?
I don't know, because I feel like Activision, Tony Hawk, and you know, I did play Call of Duty for a while, but all those other games I played for a lot longer.
But Halo,
yeah, Fable. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's hard to deny. Right. I mean, yeah, Fable. I've got a tattoo from one of the Fable booklets. So,
oh wow,
that's nice. Nice.
It's a gnome.
I saw it. Fable
it's not a gnome.
Yeah, you fucking Xbox. Like, not even close to Xbox.
All right, man. Who you choosing?
Yeah, Xbox.
Damn.
He sounded upset about that.
He did.
Are you okay?
I was honestly torn. I was honestly torn. It was kind of close.
All right, gone.
You know, I'm going to go with Activision. I enjoyed the Marvel the Ultimate Alliance games.
God damn it.
You know, for the time that it came out too, like Guitar Hero and shit was good.
Before they
And I honestly, I enjoyed the original like Tony Hawk Pro Skater games, but
yeah,
I mean, Activision just had a lot more, yeah, just like the good memories.
Birdie.
Activision, just because of Spyro.
Crafty.
I'm torn.
I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I'm ashamed. Illusion never changed.
I guess when it comes down to it, man, I'm gonna have to go with the Xbox Game Studios.
Oh, man. It happens.
I figured.
Yeah. You said it happens, bro.
It happens.
Oh, the depression.
Marella, who do you choose?
Oh, I actually grew up playing Halo with you, Shane, and Alex, so I'm gonna have to go with Xbox.
Yeah,
that's it.
Xbox is
the Halo. It holds a space.
Is this podcast PG-13? Or can I swear?
No.
You can swear. It's all good.
Yeah.
Suck a bitch.
All right. So now we have Naughty Dog versus Tall Tale Games.
What? Hold up. You mean Telltale Games?
Telltale. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Telltale. Yeah.
Boy.
My bad. I don't play them.
Hold up. You need to.
Yeah.
You need to. Golly. Wolf Among Us.
Fucking Walking all the Dead. Batman story games. Yeah. The Walking Batman Dead. Story, oh, my guys. God.
No. All right, Mr. Shane.
Hang on. We got to have a conversation here real quick because I need to look up and make sure that I'm caught up on what Naughty Dog has to offer. Because
come on, you already know what Naughty Dog has over me. And
Jack
James
and Daxter. That's all you need to know is Jack and Daxter.
Yeah, Jack and Daxter. Uncharted.
Last of Us.
They used to do Crash Bandicoot.
Exactly. I'm going with Naughty Dog because I don't even give a damn about those other games y'all are speaking of.
Oh, okay. Oh, my childhood. Ooh.
Yeah, he doesn't care about storyline.
No, man, UFC 4, bro.
You know what I'm about.
You knew what this was.
All right, Xander.
I mean, he has a good point, but like, hell no. Telltale.
I figured.
Story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
I almost cried at that damn game, bro. Like, you don't get it.
Jack and Dexter went deep.
I'm going Naughty Dog.
Well, hell no.
Naughty Dog. All right.
Damn, Naughty Dog is winning.
Going with Telltale, aren't you?
I'm going Telltale. Like they got some of like the Sam and Max games, you. Like you said, Walking Dead, fucking Monkey Island. I mean, fucking Walking Dead games. They did a lot of interactive stuff.
And the Wolf Among Us.
Yep,
Wolf Among Us too. The second part of that.
Yeah,
Among Us.
Okay.
What?
Among Us.
Moving on, Birdie.
Did it cut me off?
I guess it did.
I will have to go with Telltale.
Yes.
Because I really haven't played both, but if Naughty Dog kept up on Crash, obviously that would be like the better option. But since they just decided to be like throwing away that stepchild that they didn't want, it has to be Telltale.
Oh, right. If they just get rid of Neil Druckmann, everything will be okay.
Yeah, they just need to get off Uncharted for a while. Yeah. It's been Uncharted.
Yeah.
All right. What? Man, I'd go with Telltale. I played more of their games than Naughty Dog.
Miss Marbella.
As much as I love Wolf Among Us and Tales from the Borderlands, I'm gonna have to go with Jack and Dexter. So Naughty Dog.
So you going Naughty Dog? All right. Well, looks like Naughty Dog.
Good job, Jack.
Looks like Naughty Dog lost to Telltale.
Wait, did you factor Pac's vote?
He did. He said Telltale.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's 5 for Tell.
Oh, and Crafty Tanuki in chat said Telltale as well.
All right, so now we have PlayStation versus Bethesda.
Ooh.
Anybody need any time for that one?
Hell no. I know what's up.
See, I was torn at this one because I was like, Bloodborne. You know, that's still a PlayStation Studio game. You know, ProSoft worked on it.
Man, I've never touched a PlayStation except for Spyro and Crash.
All right, Shane.
I'm going to have to go with Bethesda.
Gotcha.
I would be sick
to myself. Bethesda game you play, bro. Man, you ain't playing no damn Skyrim.
It ain't about that. It ain't about that, bro.
You ain't on that train. Don't even play like you are. I mean, honestly,
this whole list of games is way more appealing than probably whatever PlayStation has to offer.
Hold on, man.
Right?
What was PlayStation?
What do they have, like the Octonauts or some shit like that? What's it called? I don't even know if that's a PlayStation game, but it sounds like
Ratchet and Clank is PlayStation. Oh, shit. Big
oh, now, hold on.
See, but now, now, you're also missing things like Twisted Metal was a PlayStation.
Ooh, oh. Twisted Metal was good, yeah.
Shit. Right.
Yeah, oh, you feel like China.
How would I search this? How would I search PlayStation just brand the, games? I don't know how
just you say. PlayStation Studio games.
Yeah, it's Sony Interactive Entertainment Video Games. Yeah. That's
okay, I got you.
You'll find the wiki. I mean, they started producing games back in 94, which was like 3D Lemmings.
The list is bigger, big.
Now that I'm seeing the
dude, actual... I went hard on Lemmings.
Right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo, they got Insomniac Games. They got... and that's Spider-Man. And that's a whole bunch of other shit, too. So that's a wrap for me. Blue Pong.
Shane,
Uncharted, the whole Shadow of Colossus. Demon's
Parappa Soul. The Rapper. PlayStation.
Can't forget that one. That was a good game.
I was waiting for Jet Set Radio.
Oh yeah. That one too. Never played it, but I respect it.
They made God of War.
Yes.
Yeah.
Death Stranding was also produced under them.
Which one?
Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Still haven't played it.
Gran Turismo.
Oh, Gran Turismo. Damn, that was a beautiful game.
It was the shit back in the day.
Yeah.
Shane, didn't you buy it?
What's that?
You can get the latest one, Shane?
No, I had... that's Forza. You can't get
Gran Turismo. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Somebody's just going to want to kill me.
Hey, are you sticking with Bethesda? Are you changed?
What the fuck? Don't you ever insult Gran Turismo. I don't know, dude. I might have to go with PlayStation because they got some solid-ass franchises and like standalone games. I mean, it's just right. I didn't realize that they were responsible for so many of these.
Doom,
games.
Baby.
That's it.
All right. We're moving on to Zender.
PlayStation.
All right, man.
I'm going to go PlayStation.
Damn. Gong.
You know, for Tekken and Tekken alone, I'm going to go PlayStation.
Only for Tekken?
Honestly, that was
nothing else.
Man, Tekken I love Jin. And fucking Twisted Metal.
All right. Birdie.
Bethesda.
Oh. Skyrim.
I actually don't play Skyrim. There's other games that are done by Bethesda that is not Skyrim.
Fallout. Evil Within.
Doom Eternal.
Doom.
Fallout Shelter for your phone.
Fallout's
back wasn't going to be strong enough for that.
No.
Have him Dishonored, Rage, a Doom, Prey.
Yep.
Oh, and their greatest hit, Deathloop. Woohoo.
I never played Deathloop.
Yeah, I want to play it.
As much as I play Bethesda, I play the shit out of all their games. But PlayStation had the better ones.
That's right. That's right.
I know this is killer crafting on the inside so much.
It kills me to say.
He looks like he feels bad about this. He's like,
but between them two, man, I gotta go with PlayStation.
He's holding back a tear. I see it. Suck that thing back up.
All right, Mr.
Chest is hurting.
It's definitely PlayStation for me. As much as I grew up with Quake and Doom, PlayStation.
All right.
That's it. They got it's too much.
Well, Bethesda is eliminated. Moving on.
It's God intended.
Moving on to Capcom versus Ubisoft.
Oh,
nobody wins with this one,
dude.
Why did you get this one?
It's a game of.
Peck said PlayStation 2, so.
Hello, you know what? If it was up to me, if I'm going first, I'm gonna just straight up say Capcom. I like the fighting games, but then you've also got like, you know, Resident Evil games are there.
Oh, Okami.
Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry.
Yep, that's it. That's all I needed.
Shane, you're choosing there, buddy.
Okay, you said it was Capcom versus who?
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft did what again? Halo,
Assassin's Creed, Rainbow Six.
Mario Rabbit.
Just Dance.
Oh.
Mario Rabbit, yeah, Just Dance.
Far Cry. Watch Dogs.
You've been playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
I know. Assassin's Creed.
He's begrudgingly been playing Assassin's Creed.
Prince of Persia. They did some of the newer ones.
Marvel versus Capcom is a pretty badass game.
Yeah.
All right. Pac-Man says Capcom. That's one. Mr. Shane.
Okay. No. I don't want to say Capcom, though. I'm going to go with the other one.
Ubisoft. Gotcha.
Wait. Hold on. No.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm going with Ubisoft.
Okay.
Ubisoft. Screw it.
Xander.
Capcom.
Capcom. Right.
Yeah.
Hello, motherfucker.
Truth. I can't. Besides, like Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Capcom has their hands in Monster Hunter. Yeah, Capcom.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Mega Man as well.
Mega Man.
Yep. Some hard ass games.
Birdie.
Capcom.
Crafty.
I am currently looking up at the games on Ubisoft.
I like that. We're all researching.
Dude, I want to say Ubisoft because I'm just an avid fan of fucking Rayman.
Yeah.
That serious?
I never dude, got fucking Rayman. Just one of my best childhood games, and I still play it.
Miss Marvarella.
Easy Capcom. Okay.
Mm.
That's five on Capcom.
Okami's Capcom. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wiping Ubisoft. Now, this one's a big no-brainer, but it's Nintendo versus Ninja Theory.
Didn't Ninja Theory make DMC?
They made DMC, the reboot one, and they did the Hellblade, and they got a couple other games.
Enslaved Journey to the West, which I actually enjoyed.
Disney Infinity 3.0.
Heavenly... Of course. You can't forget that. Heavenly Sword, which I actually did enjoy.
So, Mr. Shane.
I am going to go Nintendo all the way down.
All the way down.
Xander.
The other one. Nintendo. Y'all were like, oh, what?
Whatever's not Ninja Theory.
Not wrong.
Are you choosing me?
Nintendo. I don't think there was a choice there.
Yeah, no, Nintendo.
There never was a choice.
Yeah, this is a slaughter.
Birdie.
Nintendo.
Got that grandma box in that big old van.
Everybody done answered for me.
Shout out to Sinuous Sacrifice, but definitely Nintendo.
Yeah.
Is this the first suite?
I think it's the second one.
No, it's the first one.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Game Freak versus Bandai Namco.
Oh. Bandai Namco.
Yeah.
Game Freak is the people that make Pokemon.
Pokemon, yeah.
Yeah.
You know damn about that shit.
Shame.
Like, Digimon all day.
Game Freak game they make?
I think that's all they make. I don't know.
I was about to say, like, do they make anything else?
Make a WarioWare.
WarioWare, yeah. I forgot they did WarioWare.
Some of the Yoshi games.
Y'all did like Yoshi's Island, though.
All right, Shane.
If that was it.
Yeah, I'm definitely not familiar with either of their catalogs that much, but I have definitely heard a few of these games on Bandai Namco. I guess they had something to do with Elden Ring as well, which is ironic.
That's crazy.
Wow. They've done a lot of some, it looks like they've done some Dragon Ball games.
Yep. A lot of them anime fighter games.
Big anime stuff. Yeah.
I'm going to go with them because, yeah.
Pac-Man says Game Freak Xander.
You already know, bro. Tails.
I was about to say, bro. Tails.
James is going to get mad at me, bro.
He's about to be mad at me then because,
Game Freak. I knew it.
Fuck you.
I can't.
You know, because I've been to the fucking like Bandai Namco arcades in Japan, that's my choice.
Bro, right, Taiko?
Yes.
Pack.
All right. Birdie.
Wait. I already did. I thought you said between Bandai Namco and Ubisoft?
No, Game Freak.
Game Freak. Bandai.
I love Pokemon in these streets.
I could probably tally the amount of hours I put on Pokemon.
I have always enjoyed Digimon.
Is it like, is it like 15 years or so?
The Bandai Namco.
Bandai Namco. Shocker. My Barella.
Shocker, my ass.
Game Freak.
Right?
Game Freak. Absolutely. Pac said either or, but he did say Nintendo at first. Game Freak. So,
hey, Bandai Namco has the Pac-Man series.
What's the other game? Fucking Dig Dug.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're looking at like arcade games, like arcade machines, yeah, Bandai Namco, yeah. For sure.
That's the first wave knocked down.
Nice.
Moving all to the second one. Gearbox versus Square.
Square.
Dude, it's making it harder, man.
It's always going to be Square.
All right. Like, I think with, starting with Shane, Gearbox or Square?
Square.
Xander.
Square.
Bang.
Square.
Peck says Square. Gone.
Square.
Jesus. Crafty.
Oh, well, I mean,
Birdie.
Square.
Crafty.
I have to choose Square.
We're all squares.
as much as I love Gearbox, squares. Yeah, right?
Dude, but that's
just different.
Ooh, Pac-Man called out Gratzy, Tanuki, and Digimon.
Oh, Digimon World 1, bro. Come at me.
Miss Marvarella?
It's Gearbox for me.
Yes.
Wasn't a sweep.
Wasn't a sweep.
All right. Gearbox has been eliminated.
I hate it. It's just Borderlands can't carry them through this whole tournament.
No.
They didn't start Borderlands. They made all the mods for the original Half-Life. Like Blue Force.
All that. All right, so you know what? If they gave us Half-Life 3, maybe I would.
Yeah, let's go.
Come here, baby.
Oh my God, Alex.
We could always hope.
So now we have Sega versus EA.
Oh, man.
That's so hard.
Easy for me.
You know, it's easy for me.
All right. Everybody voting Sega.
Yep.
Sega!
Listen. Sega again. Listen to me.
No, shut up. I ain't got to
listen
to you.
Listen to me. Listen. Wait, I lost.
Muted.
I lost Rockstar in the first round. I lost. The whole reason I came here today was because of Rockstar. And not but listen, there are some great games that Sega has been able to put their hands on and have something to do with.
Oh,
but
no.
When it all boils down to, I need more than just a classic 2D side-scrolling Tom Waits.
Are you faking these truths,
I am going to have to
Sonic went 3D, bro.
I will go down with this ship. I know that I will go down with another ship today. It's like the fifth one. EA encompasses way too much for me to just but be like, you know what? Nostalgia is so glorious. So I'm going with EA.
All right, EA, Xander, Sega.
Sega.
Gone.
Sega. I mean, look at what they got. Like, you know, Crazy Taxi, Jet Set Radio Future, Fantasy Star, all that shit.
Oh, dude, Jet Set.
Right?
Dang.
It's gotta be Sega for me.
Birdie.
Sega.
Crafty.
Fantasy Star.
Marvarella?
It's Nostalgia Goggles for me. It's like a...
Okay.
Dude, Game Gear, I played all
heck
day.
Yeah. I still fuck have yeah. that dang thing.
Mm. I wish.
Atlas versus Bandai Namco.
Oh. Ooh.
Bandai Namco.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, I know my choice.
The Weeboo battle.
Summarized so beautifully.
Hey, I'm going Bandai Namco.
Okay.
Bandai Namco.
Bandai Namco.
Atlas. I'll stand on this mountain.
You will stand alone.
Bandai. Right.
Bandai.
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 All right.
Damn, that was a hard sweep.
I just lost everybody, but Manga's my only true friend here. I got y'all. Atlas.
I mean, you already knew what it was with me, James. I mean, shit, like.
I love the Tales series. You know I do. But something about Persona just makes me want to go back and play more than Tales.
I can't.
No, man,
I went to school in real life. I'm good.
Digimon Survive 2022.
Xbox versus PlayStation.
Oh,
we might have
to
do some evaluating and breaking down here. Man.
God damn it. Yeah.
Oh, shit. How do we accidentally stumble across this war right here?
Can you leave that as the last question?
You might want to leave that alone.
I mean, like, last one
how did this not,
I like everybody right now, and I don't know how I'm going to feel like
Shane, Who do you choose there, sir?
Hold your ass, James.
Can we have an intermission? He's chosen Rockstar and he's chosen fucking EA. But you already know you're going to choose Xbox.
I don't know how I ended up at the beginning of this list, but oh my God, I would love to hear somebody else's opinion on this before I go too deep. I'm terrified to pull the trigger on this decision.
Skyman said, Batman said, suddenly the console wars has begun again. Pac-Man says PlayStation. All right, so Xander, we're going to go with you since Shane wants a minute.
PlayStation.
Dong.
You know, I'm going to go Xbox.
I think PlayStation has a lot of really good, interesting hits, but I think Xbox has more like really hard hitters, original titles within them. Like they've absorbed a lot more like really power studios, while PlayStation's been more experimental with their first party stuff. So I'd definitely go Xbox on this.
Man,
I'm gonna have to look my poor PlayStation in the eye as I as I say that I choose Xbox.
Oh no!
Not the console. Fuck the console.
Damn, it ain't got to be like that.
All right, Birdie.
So I'm having to look at games. I have only played, like, yes, I own an Xbox, but I am going to go PlayStation just because there's some really good stuff. I mean, It Takes Two is a good one, and Mortal Kombat is coming out too.
Yeah, but that's not PlayStation developed.
Well, I'm having to look. I literally am trying, but seriously, just I'm going with PlayStation. Hey, I just want to bring back like the Nagasaki games in 1998 that was played on PlayStation.
They ain't coming back.
I know it's not, but I love those games. Like, so, yeah, going PlayStation.
Ooh, Carrie jumped in. EO Supergirl says Xbox.
I don't know. I'm just looking at the list of games that Xbox Studios has made. And since it was like originally like Microsoft games or whatever, like the big thing that hits me is, where was it? Age of Empires 2. I spent a lot of my childhood just playing Age of Empires 2 and then later like Mech Commander. I mean, fuck that original PC games, you know?
All right. Crafty.
Mech Warrior. I've been playing it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there trying to make a decision. As I look on my shelf at my four generations of Xboxes, three generations of Nintendo, and not a single fucking PlayStation.
Not a single.
Damn.
I know what you about, bro.
So Xbox.
I
know.
I've decided. I've made my decision. Ew. Xbox.
All right.
Of course.
Jimmy's going to choose PlayStation for the Doki Doki universe.
Just for that.
All right. Now we have.
No, he got Gungal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Gungal.
I fucked up.
It wasn't supposed to be Xbox versus PlayStation?
No, it was supposed to be that. Now we have Capcom versus Telltale.
Oh, man.
Shit. Oh, no.
I mean, easy choice for me.
I mean, I kind of have to agree with Crafty here.
I don't know.
There's no way I'm going with Telltale on this one.
I'm going with Capcom, James.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
All right.
Oh, man. I don't know, bro. No, I'm a... Damn.
Devil May Cry, man.
Yo, Yeah, but Street Fighter. Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about how much that hurt me.
No, he's talking about Jean-Claude Van Damme, Street Fighter movie, man. That hurt. Even Legend of Chun-Li, that hurt.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter the movie, man, that hurt.
Actually,
Oh, man, the Resident Evil. God damn. Oh, my God. Hey,
guilty pleasure.
Oh, Lord. No, I got it. I'm going to be different. I'm going to say Telltale again. Just because of Lee.
What?
Just because of Lee.
You traitor.
I'm confused.
Our whole childhood just got flushed down the drain.
It was never worth anything to begin with, Shane.
Jesus Christ. All right.
We're going with, Mang.
I already answered.
Who?
Capcom.
Okay, Colin.
Yeah, Capcom.
Birdie. Oh,
Capcom.
Crafty.
Capcom.
Miss Mabarella.
It's definitely Capcom. I mean, Capcom, you've got your Dino Crisis. I mean, it's just also good.
Yeah, all right. Shit. Sounds awesome. Beautiful Joe is gone.
Oh, Beautiful Joe. Damn.
Yeah, baby.
Dante was also in that game.
Nintendo will get a free pass this go around.
Oh, what about the Ace Attorney series, too?
Never played it, but I do know of it.
Objection!
Yeah, that's it.
Ghosts and Goblins.
Oh, that hard-ass game.
Square versus Sega.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You're just making it harder and harder, man. Who versus Sega?
You're like putting square puppies Sega together and telling us to shoot one.
Man, well, hold on. What you be on, bro?
You don't feel bad for wounded pups?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Pac-Man, I made it even on accident.
Not like Nintendo needed the extra help.
They, not at all.
Pac-Man has one for Square. Shame.
Okay, who versus who?
Pac-Man versus Dingo. Square versus fucking
Sega.
Sega.
Square.
Xander.
Square.
Finally. This is vengeance.
Batman.
Poor Sega.
Hey.
Square.
Ooh. Dog.
Man, as I'm looking through the list of Square games compared to the list of Sega games, I don't know if I want to go nostalgia or not. Because I definitely had a lot of time playing Sega, but I mean, I think I'm just going to have to go for Square.
Dragon Quest, yes. All right, Birdie.
Square.
Man, this one is harder than we thought it
would. Dude, Square for sure.
Miss Mavarella.
I'm sorry, Gentleman Earl.
There was a Sega person. Someone out there.
Man, I was literally very close. I was very close. Like, Phantasy Star.
Dude, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. Borderline. But I like Dragon Quest more than I did.
Dude, Streets of Rage. Teenage Streets of Rage. Turtles. All the, dude, there's so many stuff.
Yeah.
Wait. Why did I say Teenage Mutant? That's, no.
No, that's not the, yeah.
Okay, so
but Streets of Rage, yes.
This one is going to be a 3-1.
Nintendo.
Xbox, Capcom, Nintendo.
Oh.
Shame.
Mm. Okay, so it's a three-way?
Yeah, three-way.
Yeah.
Xbox, Capcom,
Nintendo.
Okay, Evo, the question is, who's the better game developer? Who put out the better games, basically?
Oh, we already know. That's a wash.
I'm just going to stick to my guns as opposed to going with my gut. And I'm going to go with Xbox.
What?
Yes.
You fool.
I'm going with Xbox.
The better developer.
I know how you guys are about living in the past. That's fine. I'm sure.
Oh, hold on.
Go back and play Zelda from looking up above his head. And just, you know, it's cool. But I'm really big on the whole, like, you know, here and now thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're here now. I got you.
All right,
Zelda's all right.
But Nintendo. Like, they just, they haven't let
Mario,
me go.
There's other games.
I mean, they've kind of kept things going for the longest of time. I mean, straight up, like, sorry.
Oh, they're still going hard, man.
Yeah.
Xander.
Yeah, Nintendo.
Okay. Man. Man.
I'm going to have to say Nintendo on that one.
Did I break
them? I was like, oh, yo, is he okay?
No. No, that's a hard one, but I feel like Nintendo's got us in a good spot when we're still paying $60 for the same crap that
exactly.
We're paying.
Exactly. Over and over and over again.
So Halo, our game recognized game. Yeah. They got me. I ain't gonna lie.
I haven't played any of those new Mario games. I just understand that people really like them.
All right. Go on.
I feel like the same like Pac-Man. Like, sorry, Capcom. I love your games. Love the fighting stuff. But I got to say Nintendo.
Birdie.
Nintendo.
Nintendo?
Nintendo.
Nintendo. Tons of fighting games. Nintendo. Smash all the way, bro.
He's like, that's brother. All it is.
He's like, so distraught that he's like lost his fourth one now. You're still welcome to come over and play Mario Kart. So Nintendo.
Shane's like, over with. Game. With.
Like, I'm closing this lobby.
Calm down to
it. Your conversation now, goddamn.
Square Enix versus Nintendo.
Oh no.
What all is left? What all is left?
It's Square versus Nintendo.
That's it? That's the last
thing? That's it, yeah.
Wow. This is trash.
how did Square make it before like an entire like section of gaming?
Well, but in the early days, in the early days too though, Nintendo and Square did like co-produce a lot.
Yeah.
We still haven't gotten a lot of
just
stuff
remember, produced. Shane, just remember, we cried when we played. Well, you cried when we played Kingdom Hearts.
I feel like this vote that I'm about to make is like one of those things when you hear people say, do you want to be on the right side of history? Like, that's what this moment
is. Why is it getting that deep?
It is, because I already know. I feel like I'm going to be like sinking once again at the end of this whole thing. I'm going to sink into the dirt once more. And I'm going to go with Square Enix.
That's three votes for Square, Carrie.
Hey, that's
both said.
Me as well.
Yeah, Square.
Center says
look
Square.
At Shane's face.
Oh, I mean, Meg, who are you choosing?
Square.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Gong.
Man, even though I'd like to say Square, I'm going to say just for replayability, I think Nintendo.
Okay. Birdie.
Nintendo.
Crafty.
Dude, fucking Nintendo. I don't know what's up with all this Square Enix shit.
He came in wrong.
Miss Marvarella?
Nintendo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a tie, isn't it?
No way.
If it is, we already know Jimmy's going to choose Square.
No.
He was one of the choosers.
Pat and Eva both said Square. Shane said Square, Sanders said Square, and then Meg said Square. So that's five votes for Square, four votes for Nintendo.
Hold up, hold up. My friend Carfty Tanuko says Nintendo.
I don't excuse believe me, that's
why Janine says Square.
I would just go back and say back to what Marbarella was saying. At some point, Nintendo doesn't even fully surely make, they're not really making their own games anymore. They're
yeah, but
like,
Square oh, really just repeats the same thing.
Hey, Mo just popped in your chat with Nintendo, bro. He's a new guy.
Hey, I just okay, text well, myself.
Then it comes
Nintendo.
Down to me. And then I was going to say Square.
So no matter what, Square wins.
Well, on your me now, sir.
I see pseudos like Xbox, Nintendo, however. They have really solid first-party titles. Like,
yeah,
they are masters at their craft, and they are constantly making new franchises every year.
The only thing I will say though is that Nintendo puts something new out, and I love it, and I'll enjoy it, and that'll be the end for Nintendo. That was a great, you know, week. But Square Enix is going to put something out, and there goes the next 5 years. So.
Still waiting on Kingdom Hearts 4.
And I mean, to be fair, and we've probably all had this happen a couple of times throughout this whole bracket, but we probably should try not to have recency bias because Nintendo has really been kind of killing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, I went through a list or whatever on one of my other shows, and we were talking. It was like a list for like the highest selling games of all time, and Nintendo like held like 14 of the top 20 spots on there. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, this is actually insane that this is like the highest selling first person shooter of all time is apparently the fucking Duck Hunt game.
What hey, the
I would original? Do it.
I swear, I don't know how this happens, but it's a thing.
I mean, it was the first first-person shooter game out there, so why not?
For a long time, yeah.
Now, the original with the guns and everything, right? Because that's just yeah. still slaps
yeah.
today.
Yeah, that was way ahead of its time.
I mean, yeah, I know Nintendo kind of screwed up the whole gun thing already, but why has nobody else tried to go out with a gun?
This way.
Well, Nintendo's always had it. Like, even with, like, the Wii, I think even with the Switch, they do have, like, the little gun attachment you can just attach the controllers to and use.
Yeah.
I don't think it says much about the fact that they can't do it as much as, like, there's probably a bunch of, like, yellow tape around scenarios like that. People don't. Parents don't want to buy guns.
People's TVs getting busted.
Like, nobody little, wants to murk.
People like us might be okay with it. If you can imagine, what is this? Jimmy and Johnny both have guns in the middle. It kind of goes counterintuitive to like, you know, a lot of other things.
Mom,
like,
no, social it's just well,
guns. And I think too, like when you look at like PlayStation did have guns for like games like Time Crisis, you know, all that kind of stuff. They did have it.
What are you talking about? You can just go get a PlayStation VR and get the fucking little guns for it.
Ah.
Well, there you go.
Now, there is one thing I was wondering though. When we got past this point.
What?
Smash Brothers or Marvel versus Capcom?
Marvel.
I would like to ask Smash. Everyone.
Smash.
Marvel versus Capcom.
I think it depends which one. Cuz I can't look at the whole series as a whole.
Hold on, man. I got this. Marvel vs. Capcom 2 versus Smash.
Okay, now, but which Smash? Which Smash? That's the next question.
Let's say.
You gotta pick an adequate one.
Melee.
Fine, Melee. That GameCube one.
Yeah, go with Melee.
Yeah. It's Melee.
All of the Marvel versus I don't know if I've ever played the first one, but everything from 2 on is walking down any Smash Bros.
No, just 2.
I think just two.
I see what y'all are saying, but I just disagree. I just like I don't care as much for that.
Bro, I beat you in that game. Remember?
I don't care. I don't care.
Everybody else in that mode.
I don't care as much about that style of the fighting game. It was fun. I've had a lot of fun with it over the years, but
yeah, it was a good time.
You know, it's a lot. I mean, and you can play more than two people at once, but. Outside of that, I mean, I'm going to go with these kick-ass superheroes that, you know, Marvel versus Capcom meant a lot more to you as well before there was a 17 movies with every superhero in it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, it was almost never done before. Like, all of your favorite heroes were finally mashed up. All the questions you've been wondering.
Right.
Would Mega Man beat freaking Protoss arm or something? Like,
that would be a very weird matchup even by today's.
We'll continue to gossip and talk for another 10-15 minutes and we'll call it. So
sounds great. Guess what?
Chicken butt.
God damn it.
My God.
He always gets people to the punch.
Children. I'm surrounded by children.
If anybody is also wondering, I do have a goal up. I don't know why it's not showing. There's a goal up for a new song from me and Gong.
You got a command for it?
No, I don't. But it's 1,500 biddies. So
everyone just
wait for a new song.
Money. Yeah, for
nice
from me and Gong.
We can do it.
Hell yeah! I don't know how to do biddies. I don't think I can do that.
It sounds like something I feed my dog.
Also,
kibbles and bitties.
Not the bouncing variety, right?
Want a beat made? Let me know. I'll try to make my hardest. I made one for Mr. Shane. Yes. And whatever he does with it, he does with it.
Okay. Can I get a new one? Because I can't use what you sent me.
Sure.
I want to use the song that you guys made about the.
About the boot.
I would probably.
Damn.
Like
Anthony just donated it.
Did I hit the goal?
Your song?
It's
not my song.
Literally hit that goal.
It's the what? When is it? It's the song that both Jimmy and
Oh no!
What is it? Gong did. the Blumpkin song, but I would I would love to do that on my stream, but I feel like I would get
you would get arrested.
Damn.
You're gonna do that on your stream?
You said arrested.
Stream would be ended. Would... Bam.
Hey, if Blippi can do the Harlem Shake, you can do anything.
Oh, well, she sure as heck can't Blumpkin on.
I can't Blumpkin on stream.
I mean,
don't ever put limits on yourself.
Yeah, aim for the stars, I guess.
Over in my Discord, or aim part for of the it.
Mirror. Yeah.
Hey, tell whoever is in the chat, whichever chat you have open, tell them to what kind of video game questions do they want to answer from a panel of 7 people? Excuse me, 8 people.
I can hear you.
Oh, it was 1,500 biggies for you to drop the beat?
Yep, it just got updated to Discord.
Oh, fuck, now I want another beat. That was a lot of money, bro. That's $20 out of my pocket.
He's like, you better make that beat right now.
$20 for 2 minutes.
Oh, I didn't mean to treat you.
Jimmy, you didn't fix it yet, though. No. It still sounds off.
I didn't fix it.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit. Oh, well.
Ooh, what's a sequel we all want to see?
Yes, we'll start with that for now. Wow. We'll see how it turns out.
Smash Bros.
Whole head.
No. Oh. In Smash Bros. Now.
Okay, so Sakurai has another announcement, and people are speculating that he's actually going to make another one.
Smash Brothers?
No, he's going to die.
Even though they said they were like they were adamant about that.
No, Smash Bros. What they need to do?
They were done after the last one.
Yeah, I think they should just stop it now. Add like a few more like characters as expansions, but then make a brand new game. Do something different.
Yeah, I say at this point, just add on to it. Like let that horse stay dead.
Smash is at their peak right now. They don't need to go further.
Well, my thing is, I just wish Nintendo would have treated their Smash better than what they did.
Oh, yeah.
Like, tournament-wise, like, Nintendo's like, hey, you can't have a tournament. We're pulling it out of Evo. We're pulling it out of this. Have fun, guys. Just do your little local tournaments.
Not only that, though, Nintendo screwed over all the streamers and stuff who wanted to show that shit, especially, like, on YouTube. And they started copywriting everything. Like, you can't play our game on stream or on YouTube. And it was just stupid.
I agree. Yeah, so what's a sequel that everybody would like to see coming out?
I mean, love to have. Is it one that we know that's coming or one that we don't know if it's...
Hold on. What would you say, Miss Marbarella?
Sorry. I would love to have another Banjo-Kazooie.
Shane, it's one that you would just like to see, like a sequel to a game that you'd like to see.
I sure... Man,
it's coming or not.
Somebody said it earlier, but I sure as hell would have liked to have seen a Half-Life 3. I think it's too late for that, but Half-Life 3 would have been great.
Actually, I teased it at the end of Half-Life Alyx.
Wait,
so it might still be coming?
We'll see.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Half-Life Alyx. Yeah, so it should, hopefully.
Yeah, at the very last scene of that, you're actually Gordon Freeman.
Yeah.
He's from there.
Oh, I know I would really love a game... I guess not too many people really knew on the Switch, but Dokapon Kingdom 2.
Mm.
It basically board game, fuck your friends over. That's the objective of the game.
So adult version of Mario Party.
Yes.
but not Pomo RPG, Party.
But it's yeah, not Pomo Party.
I won't touch Pomo Party again for a long time. 9 hours man. Streaming it? No.
Hey, me with Jackbox, same.
All right, look. Jackbox there's two games that I know that are going to be coming out, but I just don't know when. That's Breath of the Wild 2 and Kingdom Hearts, the next installment.
What? You're not excited for Wind Waker?
Man.
But I'm telling you, they're not doing it.
The sequel they need is like a sequel that perfectly matches to Digimon World 1. Like, not the you walk around and get into a random battle, but you're actually sitting there with the Digimon next to you.
Hi, Jason.
Battling.
Thanks for the boop. Really?
A sequel that's needed, Power Wash Simulator.
Cool. We still gotta finish the first one, man.
Hey, okay. That's why I just playing through it, I want a sequel.
Oh,
right.
A sequel that is horrible, but would be interesting to play.
BD at the beach?
No.
Okay. DDR. Dance Dance Revolution. Come on.
I thought you were going that route.
No. Gone Crafty, and I know this. But the cans game.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
No.
And all that would be the dad game as well.
It would be a. I just want to see it happen because I would see how much worse they can get.
What are they going to call it? Only cans popping tops.
You never know. You never know. Only cans, you know, something.
Only cans to the pop won't stop.
Restocked.
So Mo asked, what are some of the older titles that you would like to see brought back?
The Digimon Night World series
from Dreamcast.
Man, that's tough. Like Twisted Metal's one Love I think that too. I've been waiting for a long time. Or like NBA Street. Like fucking Street was fucking amazing.
All right, yeah, Gong, you raise a good point. Vigilante 8.
I like
want that back, bro.
Pack, we're going to be ending soon.
Right. Yeah, didn't I say? That's it.
Damn. I'm sorry, I just got distracted. I just watched a video of Will Smith smacking the shit out of Chris Rock.
I just read that.
Oh, my God.
I just read it. No, yeah, the Oscars and Chris Rock made a joke about
Jada Pinkett's
hair, and Will Smith's like, I ain't having that shit.
Oh, smack
the
bad.
Fuck out of him on stage on TV, and he said, "Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth."
Hey. He repeated it three times. So yeah.
Oh my God, that's so awkward.
I'm gonna have to check that game out, Pac.
Too bad.
Damn.
Oh, Rhythm Heaven. Yeah, Rhythm Heaven was pretty good. I think they could do it on Switch pretty well because, you know, we got the whole, like, motion with the controllers.
But, I mean, I actually think, and Gong would know more, that if they're still doing these, but the Fatal Frame series, they have to keep going with
that.
No,
I wish they would.
All right.
I wish they would, but no, they haven't been developing anything since the last one.
The last one was Fatal Frame... fuck, what was it?
Man, it was I think it's like 4, but it's just a remaster of the one for the Wii U.
It's the one that's from Wii U. Yeah, it was free to play and they just remastered for all the consoles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is actually was really fun on the Wii U. Don't get me wrong, it was really fun. I enjoyed it on the Wii U. They're done, just like Silent Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
It sucks, like they've got so much potential for it, but they're just not developing. I think it's just like a cult classic, if anything.
That's very true. Anyway, guys, thank you everybody for coming out. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Xander, for being here. Thank you, Crafty. Thank you, Mang. Thank you, Gon. Thank you, Bertie. Thank you, Miss Mavarella. Thank you, everybody in the chat for tuning in and hanging out with us. Like I said, we'll be doing this either once or twice a month. Me and Xander is about to get on our Kingdom Hearts 3 podcast series. I'll be on the lookout for that. Y'all also go check out Mr. Shane's podcast.
I hit all the links poison. Up there, man.
Oh, Miss Mavarella, thank you for getting off
big subscriptions.
Dang.
Oh, we definitely hit that song goal. We want more now.
We need an album.
So that's a couple of songs, right? That's an album.
EP.
Or at least a mixtape.
Oh, she doesn't stream, but I did get it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got some videos.
Well, she might do what Mr. Pac-Man does. Goes and gets clips.
Hey, Pac-Man buys.
No.
Pac's been streaming.
An official.
Well, okay.
Got a 3-hour, 34-minute video. that's a stream. Like
it is a stream. But Pac-Man, he always streams when he thinks that we're all sleeping, though.
Everybody go drop a follow on Bob Real.
Oh, please don't. Yes. I really just streamed to talk to my friends.
And then we've all been doing this thing now where we're like, oh, we're all awake and we see Pac stream. And then he'll be like, I'm just here to get a clip. And we're all like, no, we're going to support you.
Pac's and you're like, why are so many people here?
Right? He's like, he honestly does it. He's like, I'm just going to get a clip. We're going to do this. I'm done. just so they can do it. But yeah, it's like he does it so late at night, but we're like, yes, we figured it out.
Yes.
Just like we found JC's page too.
In my chat, you can go check out Crafty Gong Mang. You can check out my podcast. You can check out the Organic Poison podcast. Gong has one, but his is different from what we do. Gong, yours is learning Korean with David, right?
Yep, that's right.
If you want to learn Korean, y'all go check him out. Y'all go check out Pac-Man too. He is an awesome mod. He's an awesome person. Thank y'all so much for being here.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
And it's about the fundraiser. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
All right, so we're going to start trying to do a fundraiser. I don't know who's going to join me. But Evo, Supergirl's children, their school, the last person who was managing, like, the teams, the equipment, all that shit, stole all of it, sold it off, stole all the money.
Put them out at 4K.
Put them out to where they can't have a season this year. So we're sitting there trying to raise money for them. That way, you know, they can play football this year if anybody wants them.
Crafty, when I upload this, you will send me the details and I'll put it in the description.
All right.
Mo, you say you're doing it, but we haven't seen you stream.
We just have to. Right? Jeez.
Anyway, Mr. Shane.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything you'd like to say before we get out of here?
I'll just say, at Shane Izzo on Instagram. And, I have a podcast called Organic Poison that James just mentioned that would be worth checking out. I'm on my road to 100 episodes. I just finished episode 81 last night, but it goes up on every Tuesday at dbbehaviorradio.com at 7 p.m. And the day after that, it's up everywhere else. Boom. Thank you for having me on.
All right. So here for the record, I'm also going to say this now. The next one is going to be another debate one. Everybody's welcome back here. Everybody who's here is welcome back into it. I will post and let people know throughout when we're doing it again. So be on the lookout. All right.
Get your D&D characters made.
They're due by Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
I'm
seeing two nooses and too many necks. Let's just say goodbye and ride, cause I don't wanna be next. I've been on a roll, just wasn't feeling my ex. I'm the hardest in the room, but it ain't all about sex. I'm praying for a holiday, but it ain't all about Rex. Here lately I've been dreaming about too many checks. 29 in my prime, thinking, do I got their respect? Do I really give a fuck? I don't know, but it's making me sweat. Sitting on my front steps like, how and what am I doing? Ignorance is bliss, and knowledge is just a nuisance. Every time I look for answers, they come back inconclusive. Verbally abusive and very often translucent. When I die, don't forget I was most certainly overrated. All my best shit's in a folder, open quote, I shouldn't have waited. Get me off this island, I don't wanna be here.
I don't wanna be here.
I don't wanna go down, 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 down.
Let me pass you a rope if you're ready to go.
Down, yeah. Down.
I'm not the only one who wants to say bye. It's a bit difficult when you're sinking your boat, yeah. Without a paddle, I just wanna fly. While chasing down horizons, just to end up wasting time. If it's only for surviving, well then I might have to say goodbye. Goodbye, 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 yeah. Then I might have to say goodbye. Goodbye, 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 yeah. And then I might have to say goodbye.